This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN, which is
on Tiwi
Ray Row,
which is brought to you by Sloman's and Casa Noble. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Ty Butler sprung from Dave Rothenberg jail.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
He's not a stripper, he's a pitcher.
I'd like to say good evening to myself. Just picturing Michael in the shower. I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
I respect hate.
And lastly, to the great Pete Stemkowski.
Unbelievable.
Huh?
I believe it's a little disturbing, but that's just me.
What was disturbing to Sidney Crosby, and I don't know if I disagree with him, is his disgust with the helmet rule, which is when a player's helmet gets removed, that player then has to immediately go to the bench. That is the rule. So it happened yesterday late in the game. And, Don, you tell me whether you thought it was intentional or not, but let's hear from Sid Crosby on his disappointment.
We played a great game tonight. We played some good hockey throughout the series. We didn't get that next one tonight. That probably was a difference, but I think even we had those leads, we still played the right way. But tonight, I think, was, you know, an example of one game, anything can happen, and we didn't get that extra goal there late in the game, and a terrible rule ends up probably being the difference in the game.
I got to tell you, as much as I watch hockey, I'm amazed every single time when you have a life and death seven game struggle, and then they line up and they just shake hands. I don't get how they can turn it off that quickly.
Well, it's a tradition.
It is.
And
I give them credit.
Been going on forever. And if it wasn't, you know, if Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux and Gordie Howe and Maurice Richard can do it, then certainly, you know, Sidney Crosby and Artemi Panarin can do it. But you understand there's two facets to the rule. Right,
okay.
You understand it from because you know you playing without a helmet now, it's exceptionally dangerous. So they want to try to make, you know, the safety, and also, hey, make sure your helmet's on tighter. A lot of these guys, they wear it like it's a bucket, like it's not something that's necessary. So it's kind of incumbent on the players to make sure that it doesn't easily come off after get hit, or a player can, you know, knock it off your head. So just like losing a stick, you got to go back to get one. Well, helmet, you can't be on the ice. Somebody can jump on in your stead. So you just make sure that you don't have a helmet that can easily be taken off your mullet. That's the way it works.
So if it gets taken off, you can't just reach down and put it back on? You got to leave the ice?
You can.
You can't?
You can.
Oh, so what was he complaining about?
Well, because he couldn't get to it, so he's got to get off the ice. So if you can't,
right? So if you can't get to it immediately, then
right,
you got to go.
Gotcha.
So then, Michael, Don, the next question is then, did Lafreniere do it intentionally?
I can't. I'm sure he probably his end game. I'd have to, you know, see it again. I think they're just showing it now. I don't see where it would be intentionally done, but it could have been. But
well,
again,
if he could do it intentionally and it helped the team, why not do it?
But I just remember like those Jaffa helmets back in the day. Well, they're like tissue paper. It was like ridiculous. So make sure you've got a helmet that's not going to easily get popped off. Now, and that's the rule. So you could say it's a ridiculous rule, but how would you like to change it, Sidney? Let you continue to play, and then if you get a puck to the head and suffer a concussion, especially somebody like you that's got a history of concussions, you have to understand the safety part of the game.
Or should play just be whistled, stopped immediately?
Well, then the complaint, it looks like they're wrestling behind the net, and I can't tell intent, but I'm sure Lafreniere's thinking, well, if the worst thing in the world is Sidney Crosby's got to leave the ice, well, the helmet came off pretty easily, right? So fasten it better so it doesn't come off as easily. And if you blow the whistle, Peter, well, then couldn't it be easy that you're under a lot of duress and just shake so your helmet comes off and they blow the whistle? Like, you don't want that either. So they let play continue, but you got to get off the ice.
I mean, Don, I got to tell you, that was the best slowed down look I've seen of it. If I was a betting man, I'm saying he popped it off intentionally.
Okay. Well, good, yeah, for, good for Lafreniere. He's a 20-year-old kid that knew that that's something that could help out.
He's a gamer, is what you're saying.
So, but to say the rule's ridiculous, that kind of comes off as complaining a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know I love Sid. He's one of my all-time favorites. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he doesn't have a little bit of wine in him.
And hey, Don, you know what? It's worked for him. Like Don, Dave used to, Dave would point it out during games, like whenever there was some kind of questionable call, what's Sidney doing? He's going to the official complaining. And you're, right. you're the best player or one of the best players in the sport. You might have an influence. Don't be surprised if they toy with the rule during the offseason because Sidney said it. So it's not like his complaining doesn't work, Peter. And right, I never I never have a problem when somebody does something and it ends up working.
Don, yesterday Natalie and I went to the 77th Street. There's like a flea market every weekend.
Okay.
And we were just looking at old vintage clothes. I ended up getting a Penguin sweatshirt from the – do you remember the – I guess – I'm trying to remember how long it might have lasted. I guess 10 years, the mid to late 90s logo.
Yeah, it had a little bit more
they went
aerodynamic
like modern
feel to it, yeah.
It was stupid. It was generally stupid.
Silver which is, in it, too, I think they threw in.
Which is why they went back to the classic. But I got to tell you, as much as I didn't like it then, now as a retro item, it's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Where is this flea market on 77? Yeah. I can't picture it.
77th in Columbus. It's every weekend. Every
so it's on Columbus Avenue?
No, there's like a school there. And it's in okay. the – it's like outside the school.
God, I haven't been
I'm
going
to
gonna
let you in
market.
On something, Peter.
Go ahead.
I love flea markets.
Oh, they're great.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to go with you and Natalie.
I wouldn't think that you would like junk.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can unearth great stuff. I don't like junk.
That's where I got a lot of my baseball cards from.
I found there was one stack of shirts where I found a bunch of interesting stuff, just nothing I kept. So I was there was a guy next to me who was clearly like a vintage dealer looking for stuff, so I was just giving them to him instead. I found like a 1988 Final Four shirt in great shape. Just like random stuff like that that I find cool, but I don't need it. I don't need it. I got a great Mike Tyson t-shirt, though, yesterday, guys.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very much, Stem. All right, let's move on. Actually, we'll stay Rangers for a second because if you guys heard that the Hurricanes are trying to prevent Rangers fans from entering the building for this second-round series. The Hurricanes have implemented a restricted sales area policy, preventing those outside of the North Carolina area from purchasing tickets.
Not unheard of. And I get it. I want to make sure their fans get the access to the building, right? So what do you got to do? Like a certain zip codes aren't going to be able to buy the tickets?
Something yeah, like Don, if I go to the Ranger game Sunday, should I wear my Shattenkirk jersey? Would that be bad? Because he's no longer on the team? It's the only Ranger jersey I have.
No, that's fine. You see, I see jerseys all around the arena of players that aren't on the team anymore.
All right.
But Don, where does the Shattenkirk jersey sit in terms of being an unfortunate decision to have that be your only jersey?
Well, he was a local kid, and he played pretty well a short period of time. But yeah, if you went out and paid the $300 to get a customized 22 jersey, I mean, it probably didn't age well.
Didn't we actually give away the jersey that said 47K when I lost the bet?
Yes, I believe we did for charity. I think.
Yeah, that would have been a good one to wear.
Yeah, because that's almost more meaningful than Shattenkirk, who was here for like a cup of coffee.
But what a cup of coffee, especially his Twitter handle. It makes him the man that he is.
Well, and his name led to Don's nickname in Calgary or Vancouver, wherever.
Yeah, and they advanced to the Flames, so that continues.
Battle of Alberta.
That's right. First time since 1991. These matchups are going to be great.
I'm all over this.
It's good stuff. And Johnny Gaudreau had the game-winning goal for the Flames, jersey kit. Albeit Salem County, which is basically Philadelphia, but still.
So, Don, what can you tell us about Lane Lambert, new head coach of the New York Islanders?
Assistant, longtime assistant of Barry Trotz, spent the last few years here with the Islanders, so it's a lateral move. I don't think anything structurally is going to change with the team, which makes you think that maybe it was a contract deal with Barry. because they didn't make any fundamental changes by having this. But from, you know, he's a good guy, played for the Rangers for like 5 minutes, but he's been a good assistant coach, and I think it's the right move. It's what was being speculated when I first found out Barry got fired when I was in Pittsburgh, that Lambert might get the opportunity. So shows that Lou still believes in this team and that they're going to try to go for it again next year.
Well, some breaking NFL news here.
Ooh. Interesting.
Shefty reporting.
Yes.
Starting in 2023. So that's not this coming season, guys.
No,
it
wouldn't
season.
Be. Yes.
Monday Night Football on ESPN finally will include flex scheduling weeks 14 through 18.
Holy crap.
See, smart.
That's
there
smart.
There will also be three Monday Night Football double headers starting that year.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
So I don't love the football doubleheader, but it's you know, something.
Yeah, no, well, what a way to have a nice Monday night, settle in.
It's just so long for a night doubleheader.
Nobody's told you have to watch every second well, of every football game.
So what will they do? Start the first game
at 7.
7? That yes. means the second kick is legit 10:30.
No, 10.
No, you 10.
How often do games kick? Games are set to kick at 4:05 or 4:25 on Sundays, right? So yes. Your best case is 3 hours. It's not kicking at 10.
Yeah, no, but what I've heard is if the second game has Buck and Aikman on it, they will stop the first game wherever it is so that they kick off on time.
And they'll say that's the final score, whatever the score
right,
is
right there. Right, because Buck and Aikman, they were actually on the campus today.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, first time on campus.
Welcome aboard.
Now, put on the old Monday Night Football yellow Blazers.
So if you have it, obviously opening day, and then you have two more, that's not crazy.
No,
and
that's
also,
right.
What's also helpful, too, is that you could probably put it where it's two West Coast teams playing each other. So think about it. If you get like a Charger-Ram game, just, you know, two West Coast teams, and you put that on Monday night, then even with the 8:30 start, it's 5:30 West Coast time. Now those people get to watch a game at 7 for them.
Well, I guess what the important piece would be, Don, is that whatever the late game is should be two West Coast teams.
It will, and that's the way it's been with the opener.
Yeah, they can't do New York at Kansas City.
You might get a Charger.
I mean, New York at Los Angeles and making New York stay up till 1:30.
Right. Usually you might get an Arizona or a Denver where it's like 2 hour time difference, but you're not going to make the Giants or the Jets have their fans stay up until, you know, 10:30 for a kickoff. There's enough really good West Coast teams that you can do this. Maybe not every single week, but three times you can do it.
When Monday Night Football has a doubleheader, maybe they start the first game before 7. Peter might be right.
I think they start the first game
before 7.
Here's the thing. Is that
6:30?
This is where football gets it right. This is where football gets it right. Everybody else tries to tease you. Oh, game starts at 7 when, you know, it's going to start at 7:30, but they got to suck you into the pregame. Football, 1 o'clock starts, they kick off at 1 o'clock. So they'll kick off at 7. And then you might maybe 10:15 for the late game. But they'll kick off at 7.
Don's right. I just want everybody to know, first pitch for Yankees Orioles tonight, 7:05. 7:05, not 7.
Right.
7:05.
But they get you. I mean, I'm not blaming this on Yes, but everybody does it. SNY does it. Fox, they all do it.
So you could get commercials.
When they give you the schedule, it'll say 6:30. Because they want you to tune in for the pregame.
I've seen Met schedules where it says like 7:40. Mm. I think it says the right time. I'm not sure.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's. If you're late to the program today, or you haven't checked out ESPN,
yeah, what's
at all,
going on?
Big mistake. But Patrick Beverley of the T Wolves made sure he was up bright eyed and bushy tailed to talk trash about the dismissal of the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul from the playoffs. Here's Beverley on Get Up this morning. Doesn't think too highly of Chris Paul.
Obviously, whatever I say about Chris Paul is going to be discredited.
But certainly not. Not by me.
Okay, well,
that's
I appreciate
for sure.
that. Thank you for your honesty. CP3, is he going to be a Hall of Fame? No question about it.
Yeah.
Right? No question about it. Do guys in the NBA go to sleep early the night before playing the Phoenix Suns? Hell no. No.
You mean as a team, or would you talk about Chris Paul individually?
Chris Paul individually.
Okay.
No. I'm going to Steak 44 over there in Phoenix. I'm going to have me a nice little wine, probably sweat it out, and but the pregame shoot around and get ready for Chris Paul. Steph Curry, I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock. Mom, don't call me. My girl, don't call me. I'm locked in right now. It's two different monsters.
Beverly continuing to mock Chris Paul.
CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that. Everybody know that.
He can't guard anybody.
What we call it? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that. It's just y'all don't want to accept it.
Yeah, but is he breaking news? The guy's 39 years old. Yeah. He's not a great defender. He's about distributing the basketball.
Beverly went on First Take and said the Suns are just a fraud team.
Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. Yeah. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of them. But you face Dallas, you ain't scared of Dallas, but, man, you...
You scared Luka.
Hey, man, you got to get your game right when you play Luka. I'm just being honest.
I'm sure Paul George appreciates being outed.
Matt Barnes on NBA Today saying Patrick Beverley crossed the line with some of these comments.
As Chris knows, he didn't play well from games 3 to 7. He played terrible, and he'll tell you that. But what I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverley earlier today. As reporters, you know, part of the media, we have a job to be critical, but I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverley did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverley's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, or all defense 9 times, 7 times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked.
Wow, well, he sounds great. He's going to be a star.
Yeah. Well, Barnes has been getting a lot. He's been doing a lot of press the last few years.
But I got to tell you, I mean, we want the honesty that ESPN was probably drooling over it. But as an active player, he probably crossed the line. And he's going to have to pay for it during games. Listen, I don't think he's scared. But, I mean, why are you taking a 39-year-old man to task?
Because it's the shock value that'll probably get him a gig, you know, during the offseason or when his career is over. I mean, as long as you're willing to stand by it, I guess it has value. It's getting played all over the place. But now you got to go on the court and, you know, it's going to really come out hollow if you don't end up having the kind of career that Chris Paul had or that Minnesota ever, you know, you could say that nobody's scared of the Suns. They did go to the finals last year. When was the last time the T-Wolves were in the finals? Never. So it's not like he's on his way to the Hall of Fame either, right? So no. It's shock value, but eventually it's just going to come across as just being a bad guy.
I'll tell you what, Alex tells me you want this guy on your team. He is the heart and soul of the Timberwolves.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, he's definitely that kind of dude. I believe that.
Yeah.
But he still went a little far.
Is this necessary?
He's one of those guys you like as a teammate, you hate as an opponent.
I just love
I think Chris Paul's the same way, by the way.
And I'm guilty of this too, guys, but sometimes – honesty does not give you carte blanche to say it. Like, just because he's telling you what he believes to be true, does it make it okay then to say it?
Well, listen, I tell you what, that'll do it for ENN, right. Brought to you by Sloman.
Wow.
Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to receive a free doorbell cam with the installation of your Sloman shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. And Casa Noble, when life moves fast, take a moment to hit pause and experience the smooth, elegant taste of Casa Noble tequila, the perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments.
All right, goodbye to Yes. Yankee pregame coming on in just a moment, but we continue right here on 98.7, 1-800-919-3776. Lots still to do on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.